Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Laugh check.
Tim, where's your laugh?
This is terrifying. You guys do this every episode?
Chips. This is an incredible flavor. We've had chips the entire time that we've been alive.
JustChips.com, the podcast, not the website.
Hi, Sophia.
Hey, Zoe.
Hey, Tim.
Hi, Tim.
Oh, hi, guys.
We are in studio today with one Tim Baker.
One Tim Baker, not two.
We really like Hawkins Cheesies, Sophia and I.
Yeah.
And Tim, do you?
I have some questions
I
for
do.
You.
Okay, yep.
Okay, sure. Let's give a little background on Hawkins Cheesies. Hawkins Cheesies are a crunchy corn fried snack with a just
fluorescent color.
An evil orange color.
Yeah.
Orange.
Yeah.
I would say it was evil if I didn't know that it was amazing, but it's definitely malevolent.
It's like a pie. Sure. It's like the orange of pylons.
Yes.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
In the street.
The whole time that I coming up in my life, I always thought steer clear of those cheesies because they're going to be bad.
Just
look
like
at
a
that
pylon.
Color. Just
steer
like I
around.
Always go around the pylon, divert.
Right.
The circus color packaging of the bag itself does not help its cause.
You always walk into the corner store and see them and be like, these have been here for like 50 years.
Well, certainly the design is still original. So. My father loves them, and they're huge where I'm from in Newfoundland.
Right.
It's the cheesy, top dog.
Today, that is exactly what we're eating. Is these zippy, zangy, rangy,
chili changies.
Yes. Yeah.
So Tim's dad does this very special thing, which maybe you can tell us about, just the Coles notes.
He is, you might say, famous for aging his Hawkins cheesies.
I'd say so.
Yeah, so he'll buy a bag and open them up and leave them out for a week
elements.
Or two, he has a special tin in the basement, and that he leaves them in, and they sort of mellow a bit. They soften to a point where the texture is considerably different. Like you bite down, and your teeth almost don't go all the way through. It's like
pardon me.
It's like the corn compresses into like they have a bone, like a soft bone. That's a gross way to describe it.
No,
and whole experience is fairly gross, actually, depending on whether you like this flavor.
No, I want to try these so desperately.
Today we've prepared a bag of regular Hawkins cheesies, and then we also have a bag of
aged,
very, very young age.
Oh, you opened them up? Okay.
We opened them up.
Very exciting.
This morning. We tried to do this two times before, and
maybe more.
could never get through.
we couldn't get through the aging process because we're so obsessed with Hawkins that we couldn't leave it open for that long.
So honestly, I admire
so
your
the
dad.
The day long is as old as it can get, basically.
And we really had to bite our tongues not to go there.
Honestly, I had a cheesy was gonna eat one in my hand, got here. And Zoe flicked my hand away and she said, not yet.
So we've tried before, and this is the oldest we could get. We have two special callers today. One, we are going to talk to the man, the myth, the legend himself, Tim's dad.
Johnny Baker.
And we have a special extra caller.
Oh.
Let's hop on the phone with Daddy Baker.
Okay. Daddy Baker?
I'll call him. I'll call Daddy.
Hello.
Hey,
hello.
Dad.
Hey, how's it going there?
Oh, pretty good. We're in the studio with Zoe and Sophia.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
You're on the air.
Hi.
Live.
How's it going in Florida there this evening?
It's good. It's good.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Wicked.
We have some big questions for you about chips, if you're okay to answer them.
Absolutely. Happy to. I say it's a passion of mine.
Ours too.
Ours too.
We hear that you love Hawkins cheesies.
I love Hawkins cheesies. I'm just a senior citizen this year, 65 years of age.
Ooh.
I've enjoyed Hawkins cheesies since I was 4 or 5 years old. They've been around. They've been a staple and an institution in Canada, in my view.
Wow.
For all those years. And although not everybody knows about them, because the most popular cheesies are the round.
You don't even say their name.
Not, that's right. They're not cheesies. They're
inconsequential.
Just colored balls of some description. I've always aged them.
What?
Take off some of the crispiness by generally in the old days just. Just tearing the bag open and leaving it open for a week and going back to them.
A week.
Probably a week.
I've heard that you have a specific tin for your cheesies too.
Yeah, that's right. As I got older and became more concerned about this subject, I couldn't leave it to the vagaries of just leaving the bag open, and so I have a tin, and it could be I think it's a turtle's tin, although
it is
an English biscuit tin would be the same thing, because it's a fairly tight fitting lid
for right. anyone and wanting to try it at home.
I empty right. two or three bags into that.
Two or three bags at a time.
So you do a bulk aging, a bulk batch.
But that's right, bulk aging, because once they reach a point. Then they don't need to be aged any further. So I leave it open. I leave it open.
Have you?
And then you monitor them.
And then by monitoring, you just mean when you walk put through the basement, you grab a handful every time you pass the tin.
That's right. Each time I walk through the basement, I and when I know they reach the right point, then the lid can go maybe halfway on.
Oh.
And then as they reach perfection, then the lid stays on and is tightly sealed then.
Okay.
And so, and they're much better then. So it's quite an art, because if I'm leading up to a big event like Super Bowl, where you have to have
your supplies ready.
That's right.
You have that. That's right. They have to be ready on Super Bowl day.
At peak and fresh so or peak staleness, peak, I guess.
No, not stale. No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You cannot call
them
stale.
That. I'm sorry.
That's right. They're not stale. They're not soggy. Some people say, "Oh, you let them get soggy." No, I don't let them get soggy. I say I age them so that they're just the peak of chewiness.
I do have one question. Have you ever visited the Hawkins factory in Belleville?
I have not, and I do have to. It's on my bucket list. But I have to get there. Tim will probably tell you that he went there one time when he was on tour.
We were
a nondescript warehouse, I think. They don't trade on their fame at all. I'm surprised.
We were with Tim, no?
I think we were all together.
Yeah. I wasn't there, but you two.
I was, yeah. Yeah.
I've never visited.
And we didn't get let in.
I honestly expected it to be like Willy Wonka's factory. I thought there was, or like the Hershey factory where there's like a guided tour.
Yeah.
You can get a magnet, you can get an ashtray, get a t-shirt, free sample, maybe off cuts or something.
Yeah.
You think there'd be tasting rooms like there are
in Bordeaux.
At the breweries.
<You know? laughs> Exactly. Bordeaux. It's basically the Bordeaux of cheeses, actually. Belleville, Ontario. Anyway, there was nothing of the sort. We there wasn't even a front entrance. We peeked through the back screen door.
Yeah. Wasn't it kind of like...
And everyone was...
Not friendly.
Not friendly. No. Patently unfriendly.
Wasn't there also a mountain of orange cheese on the ground?
Yeah, there was... The cheese powder was stored in large pyramid-like salt piles, yes. Like you see. The
straight on the concrete floor.
Don't tell me anymore.
Yes, we don't need to peek behind the curtain, I suppose.
Well, thank you so much for sharing.
Folks, all right. Talking to you.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dad. Have a lovely night. Thanks. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Good night. Yeah.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Oh, my God.
Amazing, right?
Some gold there.
Such gold. I just love how expert the aging process is.
So we will try calling our other special guest caller now to get a question for our episode. Ready?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Do I know who it is?
Maybe.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
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 Oh,
hi.
Oh, Rome, what are you at? Oh, I know now.
No,
what are you saying? Nothing. I'm in a studio here in Toronto with Zoe and Sophia. We're talking cheesies.
I'm using the phone a friend when it comes to chips, I guess.
Absolutely. So we're on the line with?
Yeah, Romish. Romish Robin Austin.
Do you personally have a favorite chip?
Personally, are we talking about in current rotation or like discontinued?
Ooh, both.
So, number one of all time is the roasted red pepper by Miss Vicky's.
Oh my God.
I don't know what transpired. Like, I feel like this is some sort of government conspiracy or something like this to take this chip off the market.
That sounds incredible.
I've been hunting it down and I can't find it. It's just gone off Sasquatch.
And did you find that, so the roasted red pepper, was the flavor like true to life? Tasted like a roasted red pepper would on a potato?
I have never sprinkled a roasted red pepper on a potato before. For me, a chip isn't about realism.
God like, bless you.
Well, no, that's true. I'm just trying to, I'm just trying to imagine what it would taste like.
Yeah, I just want that like sweet, sweet umami pow in the mouth.
Pow in the mouth.
Mouth pow.
Mm. You know, just take me for a ride.
I agree.
I couldn't agree more. I mean.
You're talking to friends here. You know
yes,
what I mean?
Absolutely.
You introduced me, I don't know if you remember this, but you introduced me to the concept of chip salad. So I just wanted to say thank you, first of all. And second of all, can you tell us what that is?
So a chip salad is a, you know, it all comes down to the ingredients, but it's a combination of chips in one bowl. You really do have to curate the bowl with the knowledge that these chips are going to be impacting with each other, and like the spreading of flavor and a nice spread of different textures of chip.
Okay. And so that could get, I mean, I imagine it might get not so good. Like, have you found ones that work better?
I have a good analogy. Hear me out.
No,
you
please.
You know when you're coloring and you add every color and it just becomes this like poo brown?
Exactly.
That's what might happen if you're not careful with a chip salad. That you just get the mouth taste equivalent of like that kind of like yellowy brown green nothing. Sludge.
A poo.
Poo. Yeah.
Be
more like poo salad.
Be like poo. Exactly.
So if you were going to like whip up a chip salad for us right now as like Chef May I, what are your three chips you're putting in?
Ah, lovely. Great question. I would probably start, let's start with a Ruffles all dress.
Great, ooh, great, great, great. Texture.
You know,
bold.
You got some bite there. I'd probably balance that with sort of a, let me go a Lay's sour cream.
Ooh.
And we could probably bring in, I don't want to go too sweet here.
I love how much you're considering the
lobster.
So why don't we go, and this is a very polarizing chip. I'm going to throw it out there. I might receive some hate for this, but the honey Dijon kettle chip.
Honestly, that was the wild card I needed.
Yeah.
And that makes the salad.
It'll bring some intrigue to the party, you know?
That's like when you make a salad with attitude and you put a little dried fruit and nuts on there. You just brought the flavor.
A light toasting of a kind of nut? I don't know. I'm just spitballing
nuts
here.
Nuts or seeds? I mean, I don't know. I don't know much about this stuff. Don't hate the player, hate the game, if you know what I mean.
We have one last question for you, my friend. Do you have a question for us that has to do with potato chips that we can answer on this episode?
Question about potato chips. I mean, if you can find out what happened to the roasted red.
We can do that.
We can do that. It might not be today. It might not. I believe I cut you off.
You could do some investigative journalism and kind of dig it out. Like, I think there's some cover-up job, or they were using some illegal ingredients in this.
Right, that's possible.
Because it was out of this world good.
We will find out for you. And like I said, it might not be today. And it might not be tomorrow. But by gum, we will find out for you if it's our last thing we ever do as a trio.
You're my only hope.
Plus our audio engineer, Brad. So 4-0.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon. We'll probably... Yeah, we will. We will.
Well, you got to get back in with answers.
We're going to give an answer.
Yeah, you're right.
We'll call you back in an hour and a half.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it. I miss you guys.
Miss you, too.
Miss you. Feel good, hey?
Yeah, feel good, Ramesh. And we'll just dig to the bottom of this for you, okay?
Appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
See you,
we buddy. All love you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. I'm the only one. Who said love?
He spoke on our behalf.
He spoke on our behalf, and I appreciated it.
Thank you.
So we have a lot of things to get into.
We have so many things to cover.
But first of all, we have to figure out an entire chip extinction within.
This is the biggest episode we've ever had.
Should I hop online while we're chatting?
No, we're gonna sort this out just by words.
This is verbal sparring.
Oh, okay. Verbal sparring. Okay.
Second, I need to ask you so many questions about your upbringing with your dad and his tin box.
And also, we didn't even mention what the theme of today's episode is. It's timing. Was that good timing?
I need to ask you. You know what? Don't answer that. Don't answer that.
Don't even touch that. Don't touch it.
I need to ask you, were you allowed to touch the box that your dad had at the bottom
don't
of those basement
touch the box.
Stars? Stars.
Don't touch the
basement
downstairs.
Stairs.
Yeah. It wasn't off limits or anything. No.
It was not off limits.
No.
But you knew, unwritten rule, don't touch the box.
Well, I knew important business was being done.
In the box.
It was not specifically off limits. In fact, I could indulge there.
It was encouraged.
But, you know, it was on a high shelf, so...
And that wasn't by accident.
No, perhaps not.
No.
Yeah.
You're realizing that now.
Yeah, maybe.
You had to be a bit more grown up, have a bit more sense of responsibility.
Grubby little hands couldn't be reaching in and affecting the cheesy petri dish there.
And yeah. And do you have the same amount of love for Hawkins as your father?
I don't.
Hey, chip off the old block if you
want. Oh! She went there. Shock jockey. So the answer is...
No. Not fond of them. No.
Like, not at all.
Not particularly fond.
So it's great that we brought two bags
not one,
for you on this show.
I know that you guys can't say no to them, so it's probably just as well.
As we said... we clearly can't.
No, I do.
As we said, Tim.
I don't dislike them. I find them quite Moorish. Like, I have it hard to just eat a couple, but...
Speaking of Britain and timing, Big Ben.
And that's called a segue.
Wow. Oh, I was so close to spitting out over you. Sorry.
So,
do you just have things written down or like timing? Big Ben, swatches.
Literally all they have written down is Big Ben with stars around it.
That's your only note for the episode.
Timing, Big Ben.
Cheers. Do you
they never figured out what Ben he's named after.
No.
It's named after.
And in fact, it's called Tower of Elizabeth, current day.
After the Jubilee
of Queen Elizabeth.
They renamed it.
They did not.
We're all calling it wrong.
Big Ben is not its real
after
name.
After which Jubilee? Elizabeth II?
One of them.
Don't get into details, sweetie.
It's in the 2000s, though.
It was like a few years ago.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tower of Elizabeth?
Which sounds... Something like that.
It's Big Ben.
It's Big
Guys,
Ben.
It's Big Ben. Ben. It's Big Ben.
Tower of Elizabeth sounds pretty damn menacing also.
Yes, it's way darker, really isn't it? Big Ben's like a friendly old fat man who sings about the time, you know?
And Tower of Elizabeth is like a tyrant. Do you believe in the saying, timing is everything?
I guess that I do. I never thought about it that much.
You got to think about
timing
it
timing is a hell of a lot, I guess. I don't know if it's everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is, I guess.
Yeah?
As a musician, you don't think
well, no,
timing
I mean, if
is
you think
everything because it's like music
meters and
stuff.
And
like
the
beats
well, as
and
a musician, like, it is very important. Yeah.
Yep.
It is one of the, is the rudimentary framework of music, I guess, but also of life.
Yes.
You know, if your parents didn't meet at the exact time they met or...
Precisely.
You know, then you wouldn't be alive. And that is everything. So timing isn't...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Like everything.
He subscribes to
the knowledge of timing.
Timing is everything. Do you want to dip into these chip bags whilst
let's dip into the, I think we should go for the let's ask him. Should we go for the aged or the
I think we should
raw first.
Crack it off with the original, like open up and just see
and
what
snip,
it's meant to be.
Like enjoy it. How it's how the God intended, aka the Hawkins Factory.
If it's meant
factory.
To be, it'll be. It'll be.
Keep doing that and we'll do the rest of the episode with that in the background. Let's get some harmonies in there, folks. I'm opening the Hawkins Cheesies bag. Beautiful packaging. I think we've mentioned that a few times already, but I mean, honestly, you don't get much better than that.
Also, so I have to say that I do resent you for saying that this is the raw version of the cheese heat. That's disgusting. It sounds foul and it's untrue.
You don't like raw?
I mean, there's certain things that are good raw. Carrots, celery.
This is
cheesies.
Like, it's like the carrot of the chip world.
Exactly.
I guess.
So we'll grab a sniff.
Oh, that is heavy.
You just
heavy.
Grab that sniff.
It's heavy.
You grab it. And go with it,
man. That's a Moorish smell.
Kind of earthy.
Mm. It is sort of earthy.
It's weird.
Yeah.
Like
and now I'll invite everyone to grab one. And you know
oh
what?
My
you
God,
know, one
a
of my favorite things about cheesies.
Good God.
One of my favorite things about cheesies is that the size is so unstandardized. Let's chip cheese.
Oh, we got chip cheese.
You didn't even finish your thoughts. No, that's pure crunch.
Oh, that is a hell of a crunch.
That's pure crunch. Oh my God. No wonder we could never age them.
Oh.
They're so good.
They're
my
so
God.
Fucking good.
Cheesies are so good.
Okay. there's a moment where it goes downhill for me. It's like,
I know when it is. Right, it's
now.
Right now.
It's right now.
I know.
The aftertaste?
Something about the sharpness of the cheddar.
It's not, because it's not sharp, because it's not sharp cheddar.
No.
It's like,
it's the falseness
staring.
Of the cheese.
It yeah. does, it does taste like a kind of Gatorade powder at the end or something.
Yeah.
But it's not false cheese. It's real cheddar cheese. And this is the mystery of Hawkins to me. I will eat them till the cows come home. Don't get me wrong. But there is that one weird aftertaste that happens about, I don't know, call me on it, 8 seconds in. And you can't really place the flavor.
No.
And no real
and
cheddar,
not,
quote unquote,
it's not
really
pleasant.
Tastes like that. I honestly feel bad for anyone who's never eaten this cheesy.
And people who, I mean, present company included, because we did this ourselves. Turn a blind eye to these cheesies.
Thinking they're old and stale
and
bad. Dusty.
It's wrong.
It's wrong.
I'm
and
here
it
to tell
shall
you
not
that.
Continue.
Yeah, just because it's
tell
old,
you that.
I mean, timing is everything.
Timing is everything.
You know? And,
Tim, do you even like chips?
That's what we really
oh, boy.
Brought you here to
oh, boy.
Ask. Do you even like chips?
Here. I like a chip. You know, mm-hmm. but I don't share the passion for chips that you guys obviously have.
I mean,
you know?
Not, I mean,
no,
I'm trying
no,
to compare.
Not a lot of people do. Or just,
and
just,
I feel like I have a, I'm a fussy, I'm a funny. The chips that I love are funny and unpopular.
Talk to us about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, talk to us.
Like,
this is
ever
Barbara
since
Barbara Walters.
Ever
level.
Since I was a young boy, I felt that most things that people enjoy are have too much flavor for me.
Wow.
And I always thought everything was too salty and too sweet. And chips are very salty.
I yes.
mean, it's
I mean,
a very salty
no
snack.
Denying that.
You know?
Yep.
Do you like...
I dust off a chip before I eat it. I'm sorry.
Do
you
actually?
Do you do like
I literally...
Do you do
I
a
do
cigarette
this.
Tap?
I literally
you do
scrape
that.
It up.
You yeah. do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I enjoy them much more that way.
Wow. Do I you know. Like bland foods? Do you like go after like a plain oatmeal or like a... I don't even know, a plain toast.
I like a bit of salt, but not too much. Yeah. Like if I go have Indian food, for example,
mm-hmm.
which is very flavorful, I will have like...
You pour milk over everything before you
exactly.
eat it?
Exactly, yeah.
You bring your Vitamix, put about 1 teaspoonful of Indian food and 3 gallons of milk?
No, I just eat a lot more rice than other people, is what I was going to say. Mm. Eat a lot of rice. I love rice.
Yeah.
I love bread. I love
that's a brat diet.
Yeah, you love the brat diet.
Bread rice, other stuff, and tomatoes. Other stuff.
Wait, what? What is the A and the T?
Bread,
apple,
rice, apples, and
toast.
I
like
apple
how bread and, I love how bread and toast both make the list. And I agree with that.
Maybe it's bananas, rice, apples, toast. But apples aren't easy on the tummy. I don't know what they're talking about.
Those people who made the brat diet don't know what they're talking
about. Those medicines.
I don't know what the brat diet is. It's for your stomach?
I'm looking it up.
The brat diet is if you've had a sick tum.
Oh.
And you need to revive it with something so plain.
It's when you have,
you
like,
go brat.
Montezuma's Revenge, you go brat. Do you know what that is? I hope you don't.
I do. Yeah.
Let's have the aged chips.
Bananas. Rice, applesauce, toast.
Applesauce. That's
right. I was right about apples. Okay, here's
okay,
the aged round.
Now it's
I'm
only
excited.
What 12 hours aged?
This is a young,
I'm
young,
gonna say
young
it's probably
chip.
8 hours aged.
Really? Oh, I'm sorry. Cheers. I should have cheers. I just went ahead.
Just take
I do. It's not a
oh,
perceptible
you know
difference. Oh,
for me, there is
corrected.
A difference.
Oh,
for me,
oh.
there's already a
oh.
big difference.
Oh,
softer.
They are.
They're
actually
softer.
There's
like
they're missing an edge. I really didn't think that 12 hours was going to make any discernible difference.
Less than.
But really, they've lost an edge. And
I was
I like
expecting
it.
Spongier, but they've still got the crispness.
Mm-hmm.
They're just less, they're less hard almost.
Mm-hmm. They're less hard.
Is there anything specifically that you do as, you know, your own personal aging of an item?
Cool.
Hmm. No. Hang
Fair
on.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I make pickled
cucumbers.
Oh,
well,
cucumbers.
I guess, you know, in a way.
we'll keep that in there.
Pickled cucumbers, yes,
sometimes
they need to
I
age.
Make cucumbers.
Sometimes I pick up my cucumbers.
Well, certain food, yes. But in a more conceptual sense, maybe, I spend most of my days writing songs, mm-hmm. and I find you have to let them sit for a while mm-hmm. before you can tell what they really are. And so I'll often do that. I'll work it on a song until I like hit the wall, and then just have record a little version of it, and then come back to it like a few days later. Give it a few days.
You gotta let it breathe.
And then it is completely different. Hopefully mm-hmm. in a good way. Sometimes in a good way. Sometimes in a bad way.
Yeah.
But sometimes that needs to age. You just need a little distance from it.
Tim, do you want to talk about your new solo record?
Tim is putting out a solo record. We should have said that Romesh is Tim's former bandmate from Hey Rosetta, spent many, many years together, now Tim is going out on his own. And new record, new tour,
new
Tim.
New timing.
Rebirth. Timing is everything.
Timing is everything, baby.
Well, I don't have a lot to say that you haven't said. I mean,
that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Exactly.
Thank you. You nailed it. I didn't, I'm. It's all recorded, and it'll be done in about a week, I think. The mastering and everything. Work on the artwork. Got a video shot. Doing another one.
Do you ever release it?
It's in April. I don't know the exact date quite yet. Mm-hmm. But yeah.
Cool. But for these songs, what is the most aged of them all? This batch of songs.
I definitely understand what you're asking.
Well, I mean, okay, two-part question. On the album, very curious what song maybe took you the longest to finish. And also, in general, if there's been a song that you've been writing for, 10 years or something, and then only got together at that time.
Well, there's definitely some that have taken a long time. I mean, I've wanted to do a solo record for a long time mm-hmm. and was so sort of busy with the band and everything. So there's some tunes that I've written whilst with the band. So mm-hmm. there's some that never really worked with the band.
Okay.
So there's definitely tunes that are 7 years old, 6 and 7 years old, which is pretty old for a song.
Yeah.
I mean, it starts to get a bit soft and spongy, much like a cheesy.
Oh, you got you're going down to the bone. You're getting down to the bone on those songs.
That's a pretty good age in Hawkins years.
Yeah.
Put it in a tin.
Hawkins years, just 4 weeks, you know?
Yeah.
Too long. Too long.
Hawkins years.
And so, would you say the longest song that's taken you to put together is about that, 6-7 years?
Yeah, which is, I mean, obviously not consistent work on it, but put it on the shelf and then...
Come back to
some for some reason, you can't just leave it alone.
Put it on the top shelf?
That was a good song.
In the turtle,
so no one else can touch it exactly.
No little small grubby fingers.
No little something in your petri dish. Put it away.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, so I did a little bit of research on cool time facts. For people who aren't in the know, there's a lot of heavy, heavy science going into this podcast.
Yeah. Anyway.
Science dictated this episode.
One time fact that we found particularly interesting.
Oh, actually, yeah.
Just it's kind of on the topic of music.
Of the music, yeah. Okay, so according to science, apparently, when we say that time goes by super quickly when we're enjoying ourselves...
Time flies when you're having fun.
In fact, the reverse happens. There's a chemical thing that goes off in our brain when we're enjoying ourselves and we're relaxed that slows down time.
Or the perception of time.
And so...
Or is there a difference?
Particularly...
In particular, this happens with music. And so,
when people are listening to music that they really like, time actually seems to be moving slower.
So, question for you is that have you ever experienced when you're really enjoying playing music that it feels really slow?
And have any of your shows gone on a really, really long time?
Well, it's funny you say that because, I don't know if it has to do with the fact that you're enjoying yourself, but... It's very easy to play your songs too fast mm-hmm. when you're performing live.
Yeah.
What do you mean too fast? The tempo is too fast.
Okay. And then when you hear a recording, you're like, Jesus, why are we playing it so fast? I mean, it's way faster than on the record. So I think, I don't know if it's nerves or just excitement, or maybe it is. It's like you're having such a great time that it seems really slow.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to go faster.
You're compensating.
Maybe that's it.
Interesting.
Maybe that you're the more fun you're having, the faster you play your songs. It's hard to play the songs more slowly. Mm-hmm. You really don't want to. It's like you have to really breathe and just okay, I got to be an adult. It's like doing your taxes. You're like, I got to play slower right now.
Yeah.
It's like not Fine.
I always tell myself that when I'm doing my taxes.
And I always
play slow, Zoe.
And you know, with taxes, I'm just always playing. Like
it's so much fun. Games. Do we all? We all love taxes, right?
Oh God!
Oh my God!
A good tax form. Oh, I wanted to say another time fact, unrelated to music, but a time fact.
I also have a time fact.
Please.
Okay, so if you've ever celebrated the holiday known as New Year's Eve.
Formerly known as.
It's in fact a lie.
Oh.
Because in a year, according to time, according to science, there's actually only, I think, a day less in the calendar year that we think. Zoe.
No, it's actually. Pass the baton.
The blanks, all right, sweetie.
I'll take it from here. A day.
Yeah, I did my research.
What's the thing that's like not according to common belief? Unknown to common belief.
Yep. That's
what's the thing that I'm trying to say?
Oh, contrary to popular belief?
Okay. What would we do if Tim wasn't here? Contrary to popular belief, a day is not 24 hours, folks. I'm here to pull the wool off your eyes. A day is really 23 hours, 56 minutes, and 4.2 seconds. And that, my friends, is
a time truth.
And it's why we have the leap year.
Hey!
Hey!
Oh!
Hey, oh! 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 Leap year!
And that's...
Leap year. And that's also why New Year's is a lie.
Right, so when the ball
don't
drops...
Don't celebrate it.
You're a New Year's truther.
Don't count down. Don't count backwards.
In 2 hours.
Do you guys want to hear...
I have an interesting timing fact.
Oh my God,
I forgot you had
the time fact, yes.
I'll try to explain it in a timely fashion.
Nice.
While I was up late watching a NOVA documentary about the nature of space-time.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
A little while ago. And I ended
up late?
I was watching it on my
laptop. Hashtag you up.
Yeah, that's what Tim tweeted when he was watching his NOVA documentary.
Yeah.
Watching a NOVA documentary. Hashtag you up.
You up?
Sorry, keep going.
Anyway.
That's okay. And so they were talking about the nature of time. And of course, like, we know that time is relative.
Yeah.
If you move really quickly, time speeds up, I believe is what it is.
Yes.
And so even on a small scale, like if you're running fast and you have a watch on and someone's standing around, mm-hmm. then it actually goes faster.
Would you ever time travel? Where would you go if you could?
Oh, that's very difficult.
Oh, God. I want to go to the past, but I want to go to like the recent past. I'm not going to spend my time travel on that. I want to go to the 70s. I want to go to the 60s. Mm. I want to go to the 20s. So I want to go to... Honestly, I'd go to prehistoric times. Probably that'd be kind of freaky. But imagine the knowledge you would come back with.
Visit the Mayans or something?
Oh.
That's the stuff. Wow, this became a very much you up.
You up.
Anyway, if you had the knowledge of what?
Wouldn't you?
Sorry, I'll stop crunching the mic. It's just so fucking good. I'm taking it back. I love Hawkins.
Morris!
I love Hawkins!
Morris!
It's so Morris!
Morris! Morris! Morris! Morris! Morris!
Wouldn't you go to the future?
It's just that one moment.
That moment
I know.
When?
You guys, we have 4 minutes left on the clock.
Oh!
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Holy shit.
Fuck, we didn't answer at all Romesh's question. Let's answer it right now. Where would we find the roasted red pepper chips?
I think we have to do some actual investigative journalism and maybe contact Miss Vicky's people. Was it Miss Vicky's?
It's Miss Vicky's.
It's Miss Vicky's. sorry. We're not Googling it.
We're just going to say, this one I think what happened.
Illicit ingredient.
This is what I think
the
happened.
The space people came back and took it from us.
They thought, well, that's possible.
Maybe the wormhole
that's
closed.
Very possible.
Maybe it was a gift from the future.
It was a gift from future humanoids. They sent it and then they thought,
it's not
you guys
the time,
aren't
now.
Doing too well. We're taking that back. And you'll get it back. It's like a toddler being rewarded.
When you've earned it.
Timing
when
is everything.
When you are done your timeout. We're on a timeout right now. And when you're done, you get your red pepper chips back.
Timing is everything.
When we've solved timing climate change.
Everything. When we've solved climate change,
and,
we get back our roasted red pepper misvicking.
Representative liberal democracies flourish.
Did you hear
again.
That, Romesh? We're getting it back when we solve climate change. I think we've answered your question.
And that's all you need to know.
Pretty well.
Do we know which chip? Don't answer yet. Do you know which chip you prefer out of the aged or the fresh?
I actually know which one I'm going to vote for. And I don't know if you know how this works, Tim, but we have to come to a conclusive, unanimous answer. Mm-hmm. Three.
Timing is everything.
Three, two, one.
Aged.
Oh my God, Tim, how are we going to convince you?
How can we convince you? You've just grown up with it. Maybe it's not as fun. One.
Is it just because you're trying to be contrarian, because you're going against the grain, it's your dad, you got to kind of rebel a little bit?
Well, now, if we had John Baker officially aged cheesies here, aged for 1.5 to 2.5 weeks, depending on humidity.
Yes.
I would choose those, because I do vastly prefer the aged.
Damn. Well, then, Hawkins. You know what? Damn, Daniel. I think we've got a conclusion.
Yeah.
On the count of three, let's go for it. One, two, three.
Aged. Thank you so much for being with us today, Tim.
Oh, it was a pleasure.
This was so fun.
I've been looking forward to it.
We loved it.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you to our guests, Ramesh.
Who we love.
And we also love Daddy Baker.
Yeah.
That sounds a bit weird. I'm sorry. We also thank Daddy Baker.
Yeah. Who we also love. John Baker.
Thank you, Ramesh, so much for being on our show. Thank you to Tim, and thank you to John Baker, our wonderful, wonderful guests and callers. Tim Baker has an album out in April, TBD.
Right. Yeah.
He's going on tour. When?
Also April. In April. Yep.
So,
and then March, and then the rest. Or, no, not backwards.
He's always
on
tour.
Sorry, that's not time travel.
This is time travel.
May,
pardon.
May, and then June, and then all through. The next couple of years.
Hashtag you up.
Hashtag you
hashtag
up.
Hashtag you up.
That's the name of the tour.
Hashtag you up the tour.
He's reinventing himself a little bit. So. You'll see.
I got to get in with these millennial crowd. I don't know. JustChips.com. The podcast,
not the website. We are your hosts and producers, Zoe Robertson and
Sophia Lepage.
And we are joined today in studio by our wonderful guest.
Just say it. Tim Baker.
Our executive producer on our podcast is Cindy Witten. Our audio engineer is Brad Tigwell.
Our theme song is by Fez Kalen.
Thank you and good night.
We're done.
Thanks, Brad.
Daddy Baker. Let me try that again. Daddy Baker. Oh, I couldn't stop saying it. Or was it Daddy Baker? Okay, we gotta get out of here.
That wasn't fun at all.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.